Are you making cocktails at home? Are you making mixed drinks, kind of like trying to duplicate what you had in the restaurants, or are you skipping it altogether? We're doing a lot of beer and wine in our household because I'm not particularly good at making the cocktails. I like a margarita. Occasionally, I like a Manhattan. I heard that was the number one drink in the state of Illinois, according to Google searches, Manhattan. But so far, the cocktails to go haven't been allowed. There was a campaign to say, hey, is there a way to do this safely? Is there a way to sort of cap it, put it in the trunk, kind of keep it, you know, deliver it when you pick up or carry out to sort of deliver it with the rest of your food? Would you do that if it was available? So far, they haven't allowed it, but I know the Liquor Commission has been working hard with the restaurant owners to, you know, try to make sure that they can do whatever they can to give them some relief during this time. The person who started this campaign, though, Cocktails for Hope, we talked to her a while back, Julia Mamose, and she is at Kumiko, is one of the restaurants that she's associated with in the West Loop of Chicago. And Julia, thanks for calling back in. Thanks for checking in with us.
Hello, thanks for having me.
So where are things now? I was hearing that some officials in the state, and the Liquor Commission in particular, say they may be warming up to the idea or working with you to try to move some part of this forward. I know there's nothing been announced officially yet, but how do you think, what can you tell us?
Yeah, so we've had some incredible growth of support since we last spoke. From the private level, there are over 12,000 signatures on the change.org petition that we started. But beyond that, we have partnered up with the Illinois Restaurant Association, Illinois Retail Merchants Association, as well as Illinois Craft Distillers, the Licensed Beverage Association. There are so many people who are jumping on board to support us. But even more amazing is the enthusiastic bipartisan support that we have been gathering. Over 55 members from the House of Representatives and the State Senate have been telling us that they support Cocktails for Hope, and we are extremely hopeful that come Wednesday, as they start to gather in Springfield, that they may be voting on something like this.
So Wednesday, some of you are going to be down there in Springfield trying to see what happens. Is there something that they have on the agenda yet, or are you still working on that?
So we had been working with Senator Feigenholz on actually writing a bit of legislation surrounding Cocktails for Hope and how to ensure that this is something that is not only safe for all parties involved, but something that could be sustainable and something that would help support restaurants for as long as they're affected by COVID-19. And Representative LaPointe has been incredible in garnering more support from representatives throughout the state. So we are very hopeful that this is a topic that will be discussed, as it is a part of the top priority legislation.
You know, when we last talked, they were talking about how this happened. So I want to ask you about that, how it would work. Because I think initially the Liquor Commission said, you know, obviously we don't want people just sticking a straw in a mixed drink, cocktail, you know, something like that, and getting in their car and with the steering wheel in one hand and this drink in the other just sort of driving off. They didn't feel that that was safe. But you've come up with a lot of solutions to that. I know already there are growlers. You can get beer and wine that's capped. You can put things in your trunk. Well, how would you envision this actually working if they said, okay, this is okay, let's go for it, let's start it really soon?
Absolutely. So that is something that we are actually advocating for in the legislation as well. Very clear-cut guidelines as how to go about this in the safest manner possible, starting with the sealing of the container. Certainly something that would require an effort to open, whether it's a tamper-evident seal or even something that would require a bottle opener, much like beer or wine. The other thing would be that if these beverages are going into vehicles, that they be out of reach of the driver and the passenger seat, so in the trunk of the car. And furthermore, we're suggesting that in the case of delivery, that the drivers themselves are BASET certified and trained, much like bartenders and servers are in restaurants. So we're just extending the distance between the bar and the consumer, but all in a very safe and regulated manner.
So how important is it, Julia, for restaurants to be able to, you know, be able to do this? What piece of the overall pie is it in terms of alcohol sales? We hear that it is in some businesses, it's huge, but what difference would this make to the other members you're talking to, other people who work in restaurants who are pushing for this?
For so many, for bars, this would be huge. This would be a matter of, you know, them closing today or tomorrow, or being able to stay open until there is a vaccine. It's incredible if you think about the margins that cocktails provide and how all models of bar and restaurant do rely on those sales. And there are many who simply don't have any other means of making any income. If they were able to sell cocktails, bars could hire back staff as well. And the chance, giving people that sort of hope where they can go back to work again, they can start earning money again, that's something that you can't really quantify, honestly. Hope is one of those things. It's what will help us survive. And cocktails are going to bring hope.
Your particular place, how much of the sales are alcohol, cocktails, that kind of thing? What would you say?
For Kumiko, I would say around 60%. Easily. Wow. Currently, we aren't doing any food sales at all. So we are relying entirely on bottle sales and non-alcoholic mixed beverages.
And then your other place is, what's it called?
So Kiko is an omakase-style counter experience in the basement of Kumiko, which is completely closed at this time. My partner, Noah Sandoval, though, he owns Oriole, which is a wonderful 2 Michelin-starred restaurant just around the corner from us, and they are serving food as well as wine, bottles of wine.
Mm-hmm. And that's all delivered how right now? You put it in people's trunks, or how do they do that?
So at the moment, we are doing everything for pickup, and yes, placing the items in the trunk of the vehicle, though at this time, that is not part of the law. So when it comes to packaged goods, the laws are actually a little bit looser than what we're proposing for cocktails, in that bottles of liquor are placed pretty much anywhere in the car, and that's completely fine. So this is something, a measure that we're trying to address and change with cocktails.
Wow, I didn't realize that's how it works. So you could just go up and, does it have to be a bottle of wine? Could it be, you get a glass of wine or a beer? Does it have to be enclosed right now?
So it does still have to be in the original manufacturer's packaging, unopened, of course. So these are sealed containers that are going into the vehicles, but there is no stipulation as to where in the vehicle it needs to be. Whereas for cocktails, we're suggesting, of course, a completely sealed, tamper-evident cap of a sort on the beverage, but also that it's going out of reach in the trunk of the car when possible.
Mm-hmm. We talked to the Illinois Restaurant Association president earlier. He says, you know, we're trying to really work with our restaurants, keep as many of them afloat as we possibly can. We're trying to see if there's a way to reopen with 25% capacity, 50%, whatever's allowed, and to do that sooner, you know, by the end of May, hopefully, maybe shortly after that, but to move up that timeline right now that is restrictive to the end of June, which so many restaurants, and I'm sure bars even more so, are saying, you know, we won't survive if we have to wait that long. Work with us, mm-hmm. Try to give us some chance here in the interim, just to kind of build some sort of plan, as you say, to have hope and build things for the future to keep it afloat. What are you hearing from other folks in the industry? I know you're incredibly involved in the industry. You know, when you got this petition together, look how many people you got to sign it. You must be talking to them. What are you hearing, Julia?
For the most part, as much as people want to be able to welcome people back into their restaurants again, most of us don't feel safe, our staff included. And that is a major factor. Yes, the safety of our guests, but most of all, the safety and well-being of our staff. And if there isn't a vaccine or cure, every single person who walks in the door puts my staff at risk, and that's not something I'm willing to risk. So at this stage, I'm more eager to find solutions that allow us to continue with the to-go model and not opening up for in-house dining as long as we possibly can. I think it's just a safer route.
That's interesting. So you've heard from your employees, and I'm sure you're concerned about them. They might not even be ready to go back to work if you said, hey, we're allowed to.
Exactly. And not to mention 25%, even 50% occupancy, that really isn't a sustainable model for most. And while it will help, everything helps, right? I don't think there's one quick fix other than a giant sum of money just being put into the accounts of everyone here. But knowing that that's not going to happen, every single avenue that's safe that would bring in revenue, I think, should be explored. And so while operating at 25 or 50% capacity will help to a certain degree, something like being able to sell cocktails to go on top of that would give us an even better chance.
the federal stimulus money that so many restaurants say, or not restaurants, businesses said helped them through this. I'm hearing from restaurants that it really hasn't been that good and it wasn't really suited for them. Can you explain, did that happen for you or what was your situation?
So looking at the qualifications around that loan and how we might be able to make it into a grant, we realized early on that it wasn't going to work out because we weren't able to hire people back on because there simply wasn't the business or work for them to do, and everyone was safer staying at home. Now that things have relaxed a little bit, we actually were able to get a PPP loan and hire back a few people. But even still, we don't know if this is going to turn into a grant or if we're going to have to pay it all back later on. It's very uncertain, but it also is something that helps, and we felt that it's important that it's something that we do.
Mm-hmm. Well, Julie, I wish you the best with this campaign, and I think that, you know, it sounds like a solution could be had here, and if you're this close, and I'm hearing from the Liquor Commission, it's potentially there could be something going on. It sounds like you're getting some traction in Springfield. That's all good news from where you were a couple weeks back when you first checked in with us.
Absolutely. And if I might just add to anyone out there who's listening right now, if you think that cocktails to go might be something that would help people that you care about or you yourself, please just jump on the phone and call your representative, call your state senator. We have a sample script on our website. It's www.cocktailsforhope.org. Just call them up, ask them to support it, and let them know that it's something that matters to you.
And how do we support you, Julia?
Call your representative.
Okay, I like that answer, but I mean personally. Be selfish for just a second. And what's your business, and how do we find you?
Gosh. Thank you for asking. So Kumiko is the name of my bar. We do have an online store and offer no contact curbside pickup on Thursdays and Fridays. You can access the store at www.barkumiko.com. A beautiful selection of sake and shochu, whiskey, as well as quite a few beautiful spirit-free or non-alcoholic beverage options. So would absolutely love it if you check us out.
All right. Well, thanks for all the options, and thanks for what you're doing, Julia.
Thank you.